Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf and Pesachim Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara and Mudav towards the end of the page brings the concept of Daiso Lachsor, meaning a person who goes from one place to another, if Daiso Lachsor, if he has in mind to go back to his original place, then he has the din of Ben HaMokum Shiyotza Misham. He's considered to be belonging to the place where he came from, and he doesn't have to be knowing the chumrus of the place where he's going to. Meaning, this concept is that as long as Daiso Lachsor, as long as he has in mind to go back, he still belongs to where he came from. There's a beautiful Kliyokar Parshas Behaloyscho, who tells us that really that's the difference in the Torah with the two words the Torah uses to say traveling. One is Halicha, and the other one is Nesia. Both mean to travel. You go from place to place. What's the difference between Halicha and Nesia? Says the Kliyokar, Halicha means you go to someplace else, but always you have in mind to go back to where you came from. Nesia, what we use in modern Hebrew for traveling, means you're going for a place and you're not going to come back. You don't have in mind to come back. And he says that's the pshat that by Avraham Avinu it says, the beginning of Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech lecho me'aretzecho. Leave the place, but you're going, so you still have your mind on the original place. Eventually he says, Haloich v'nasoya hanegba. He was walking and doing nesia. He's completely starting to remove himself from his original place. The Kliyokar also explains that's the pshat by Yisroi. By Yisroi, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisroi, "Noisim anachnu l'amok Hashem Hashem." We're traveling to the place of Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending us. Meaning, we noisia. We have nothing to do with the original place we left. We're not going to think about Mitzrayim. But you, he tells Yisroi, "Lechoytanu. Come walk with us. Come do halicha with us." Because you are a ger, and for you, you're not going to leave your original place completely. You're still a ger. So therefore, for you, it's a halicha, for us, it's a nesia. In the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, one of the original Hasidic Sforim, he brings over there, that's really the message for each person in his lifetime. And he brings the psukim that says, by Yosef HaTzadik, that Yosef told his brothers, "You go get Binyamin, and Shimon will stay here. One brother will be staying here, guarded over here, to make sure you come back." Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, this is a message to every Jew. Wherever you go in the world, leave one brother, one thing you leave with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure you'll come back, to make sure we'll be Daisoy Lachzer. And it's brought down in the name of Nosot Shapiro, one of the Talmidim of Rav Chaim Vital. He says that's also the pshat in the Mishnah. It says, "Da me'ayin bosa ule'an ata oilech." Always know where you came from and where you're going to. So you always will have in mind, daisoy lachsoy. You always have in mind, I'm going back. Where I'm going back to? Going back to where I came from. I'm going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm living in this world, but I have my mindset over there. So that means you belong over there. You can connect over here. But we always have throughout Shas, we have something called all Yisrael have a part in Olam Haba, but there are some people, Ezehu ben Olam Haba. So it's brought down, what's the difference between Chelek Olam Haba and ben Olam Haba? Chelek Olam Haba means everybody has a part he will get when he gets to Olam Haba. But ben Olam Haba means someone who's living right now here, but he really lives over there, really belongs over there. His mindset is over there. Daisoy Lachzer. Your mindset belongs to Shemaim, so you belong to Shemaim. That's your real place. Anyone wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.